USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Leaders of the world's 20 biggest economies have agreed to tackle the critical and urgent threat of climate change. But angered activists by not offering commitments to limit global warming. It should be noted that China has announced they will continue to build coal power plants for roughly another decade. Wrapping up a summit in Rome, the leaders of the G20 pledged on Sunday to stop funding coal-fired power plants in poor countries, but set no timetable for phasing it out at home. A shooting at a Northern California city council member's home early Saturday morning has left one person dead and three others wounded. The shooting happened just after midnight after a fight broke out at a party in Gilroy at the home of council member Rebecca Armendariz. None of the victims have been identified, and it's unclear if a suspect has been arrested. Gilroy is the garlic capital of the world, east of San Francisco. USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Humana. As the nation looks to observe Veterans Day, Ed Sandrick, a retired Marine and director of the Veterans Channel at Humana, shares one way Humana is helping Medicare-eligible veterans achieve their best health.
As part of Humana's longstanding commitment to our nation's servicemen and women, we spoke to veterans to better understand their needs. Our research found that their health benefits could be strengthened, so we launched the Humana Honor Medicare Advantage plans in 2019. While the honor plans are available to anyone with Medicare, veterans will find that these plans could round out the benefits they may already have through the VA, helping them to maximize their coverage. Veterans may enroll in any Humana plan they are eligible for, all of which are recommended by USAA.
To learn more about Humana plans, visit Humana.com. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO, HMO-SNP, PPO, PPO-SNP, and PFFS organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
As the Houston Astros beat the Atlanta Braves Sunday night 9-5, sending the World Series back to Houston, some sad news comes out of the baseball world.
Former Major League second baseman Jerry Remy, who went on to have a lengthy career as a beloved broadcaster for the Boston Red Sox, has passed away at 68 after losing a sixth bout with cancer. He said in an interview a couple of years ago, after four challenges with that disease,
because I'm a public person, because, you know, I'm on television, I'm in the homes of Red Sox fans and fans. If in some way, by me saying this, they say, hey, make an appointment, you know, let's get in here. We haven't had a physical in 3 or 4 years. Let's go see what's going on. Then I consider it a success. I consider it worth it.
Again, Jerry Remy, the former ball player turned Red Sox broadcaster, has died at 68. Reporting from Boston for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thanks for listening, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
As the federal government is demanding to be a part of your medical life with vaccine mandates, Americans are losing their jobs. And with the absence of first responders, this policy is making Americans less safe. Frontline workers will be rallying in Washington, D.C. today. D.C. firefighter Will Jones tells Fox News someone lost their life over the weekend in New York City because leaders there closed down over 24 firehouses due to the vaccine mandate.
Obviously, we don't want that to happen, but just yesterday, there were 26 firehouses that were closed down because of staffing shortages in New York, and unfortunately someone lost their life in a fire because the first due company, the one that would be the first engine company supposed to respond, was shut down because of those shortages. We don't know what will happen, but we know that's a distinct possibility, and that's what we definitely want to avoid here, and especially in D.C. It's incredible that they're going to these lengths because we are providing negative tests before coming into work, so we're not a threat for spreading COVID. We're providing these negative tests, yet there's still saying because you haven't made that same personal health choice that we want you to make, that you're going to need to lose your job. And that's really going to jeopardize the entire city, put everyone in the city at risk. And that's why we're so vocal about this and speaking out against it.
The Houston Astros stayed alive in the World Series as they defeated the Atlanta Braves 9-5 on Sunday. Game 6 moves back to Houston on Tuesday. Atlanta leads the series 3-2 in the best of 7. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.